O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 1 through 12. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Thanks Be to God by John Foreman. A slightly darker tone is established at the beginning of the song as the singer reflects on the depravity of man. With a pulsing beat and a more hopeful melody played by lower string instruments, the chorus is one of thanksgiving and praise for God's deliverance.
Against the law of my mind, I'm a wretched man in a losing fight. Thanks be to God who delivers me. Thanks be to God who delivers me. Christ alone, come and set me free.
Second Thessalonians 1, verses 1 through 12. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering, since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
1 Kings 20 provides an interesting story of the taunts and exchanges between Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, and Ahab, the king of Israel. As Ben-Hadad threatens to attack Israel and take everything, Ahab the king refuses to give in to Ben-Hadad's demands. So Ben-Hadad, like any warlord, says that he will so destroy Israel and Ahab that there won't even be dust left in the land. And in verse 11 of 1 Kings 20, Ahab provides an interesting response, probably a saying of the day. One who puts on his armor should not boast like one who takes it off. Meaning that a warrior should not boast at the beginning of the battle, only at the end when he has survived the battle and is taking off his armor. In our passage, 2 Thessalonians 1, Paul praises and even boasts about the Thessalonian church because the Thessalonian church is going through and is victoriously enduring the battle of persecutions and afflictions. We don't know the exact nature or extent of the persecutions and afflictions of the Thessalonians, but we know that Paul is giving thanks to God for the growing faith, love, and steadfastness of the Thessalonian church, enduring through those terrible persecutions. And Paul celebrates the Thessalonian church, that they are a model of strength and perseverance to the other churches. But Paul also reminds the Thessalonian church in verses 5 through 10 that there will be a day of reckoning, a day of final judgment, a day when all persecution and affliction will end. Paul writes that God will give relief to the afflicted and will judge and repay the persecutors when Jesus comes again in final judgment. God will punish the disobedient with eternal destruction and will glorify the saints who have believed. And then Paul leaves the Thessalonians and us with a simple instruction at the end of this chapter. Pray. Pray that God may make us worthy of his calling. Pray that God will work all things together for his plan and our good, including our persecutions and afflictions. Pray that we will endure our persecutions with our eyes on Christ, who perfectly endured afflictions during his time on earth and who can sympathize with our weaknesses and struggles. Pray that the name of Jesus may be glorified in us and our lives. Thank him for the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks for the abundant faith, love, and steadfastness of our fellow brothers and sisters. Yes, pray, thank God, and know that God will make all things right when Jesus returns to victoriously rule and reign and to glorify his saints. Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from Maximus the Confessor. May all of us who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be delivered from the present delights and future afflictions of the evil one by participating in the reality of the blessings held in store and already revealed to us in Christ our Lord himself, who alone with the Father and the Holy Spirit is praised by all creation. Amen.